word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Colossians chapter 1 about how to pray for people when they come and ask for prayer. Have you had someone come to you and say, pray for me? That's all they said. How do you pray for them? What do you say? Paul, I think, gives us an idea of how to pray for people. It's in the context of when Paul told the church at Colossae, he said, I'm praying for you. And with this desire, this is what I want for you. We're going to take each one of these and break them down as we consider His Word. Now, I want to remind you about a little prayer journal. This is a great time to pick up one of these little prayer journals. You know, when somebody says, pray for me, you can write it down right there. And I think it's important you ask them, what would you like me to pray about? And so you can pick up these little prayer journals. We're giving them away. They're absolutely free. We've given away a number of these, and people just keep writing for them, and we're happy to send them out. All you have to do is just simply write to us, and we'll get one to you. Now, these are just little prayer journals. They will fit in a shirt pocket. They're about the size of a 3x5 card, not exactly. And they just have blank pages where you can write down prayer requests or even write down when God answers prayer. So you can get these for free. Just write to us. There's a couple of ways you can contact us. If you go to our website at considerhisword.org, you can go back and hear all of the programs in this series. But there's also a page that says contact us, and you can just write to us from the website. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Let me say it right. Email us at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now listen, I'm not going to send you a bunch of garbage. I'm not going to send you a bunch of spam. I'm not going to sign you up to a newsletter of some kind. Once you write to us, I'll respond to let you know we got the letter, and then we'll get the prayer journal out to you. Now make sure you give us an address and let us know where you're hearing the program today. Now most of the requests we get actually come through the mail. And so you can write to us directly at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. And give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And I would ask also that you would pray for us and pray for this ministry. And I'll tell you specifically what to pray for. You know, when Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, he told them, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. When somebody says to you, pray for me, it's kind of unclear about how we should pray. And when you go to prayer and when you're talking to the Lord, do you just say, Father, I pray for Mike or I pray for Julie? What does that mean? It's like going to someone and says, I want to talk to you. And that's it. You don't say anything else. The Bible says we ought to specifically let our requests be made known unto God. Many times when somebody gives us a prayer request, they'll tell us what to pray about. In fact, many times at prayer meeting, people would say, pray for my son that he might get saved. Or pray for my sister, she has cancer. Or pray for another friend who needs a job. Or pray for someone who has another need. And sometimes we will even look to see how we might can help meet that need. But you see, these are specific requests. And so when I ask you to pray for us, I'm going to ask you to pray for two things. First of all, pray that God would help expand this ministry. We would like to be in more cities than we are. Right now, we're in about 9 states, in a number of cities, and pray that we can expand. But you see, in order to do that, the second prayer request for us would be that God would continue to provide for this program. We have a few supporters that send us gifts every month, and if you'd like to do that, boy, we would love to have you on board to help support this ministry. And God bless those who do help us, and it helps us keep us on the air, and as God provides, we're able to expand to other cities. And so pray for those things. Now notice, when I asked for prayer, I gave you very specific things. So what happens when somebody just says, pray for me? Well, Paul, when he wrote to the church at Colossians, said, here is my desire for you. I pray for you, and here's some things I desire for you. Today, we're going to particularly look at the first one. Let's read the passage. It's in Colossians 1. We begin in verse 9. Paul, writing to the church, said, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Now, here he's telling them that he'll pray for them. But here's their request and desire, that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord in all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance in light, of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us in the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. The first thing that Paul desired of them, as he prayed for them, his first desire, and I would write this down, because when somebody says, pray for me, here's how you can pray for them. Paul would pray that they would know and understand the will of God. He said, my desire is that you would be filled with knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. His first request for them would be that they would understand, they would know and understand the will of God. What a great place to start. When somebody says, pray for me, start there and begin to ask God that they would know and understand his will in their life. Now, I want you to notice, Paul is not like a dictator. He's not telling them what to do. His desire for them is not, I want you to be like this, and I want you to do this. Now, his desire was for them that they would do the will of God. I had a man call me one time. He was upset about something. He never really told me what it was. But he was angry, and I really don't know. He never said what he was angry about. And he said to me, made the comment, well, I'm going to leave the church. And I said, well, sir, I called his name. I said, I want you to do what God wants you to do. And if God wants you to leave the church, that's fine. If God wants you to stay in the church, that's fine too. I want you to understand and follow the will of God. You know, he got mad at me about that and even complained that I told him to follow the will of God. I can't hardly think of a better prayer request than this, is when you pray that you would ask people that you would ask God that they would know and do what God said, that they had a desire that they would seek God's will and do it. Now, you said that not only would they know the will of God, but that they would, with knowledge, he said, of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He said in all wisdom, not just wandering around, but finding, seeking and finding God's will and then doing it. You know, some people, and I've seen this, think that somehow God has given them a gift to tell other people what God's will is. I think there's a number of ways that you can find God's will, a number of ways that God will speak to you and show you His will. But be careful about people who think that they know what God's will is for you. You realize that there's a lot of young men who were mama called to ministry because their mama said they ought to go into ministry, and so they did, and they were great failures because that was not God's will. I want to clarify that in just a moment. But you see, we can find God's will if we're studying His Word. We can know God's will and all wisdom as we seek God in His Word. That's why it's important to be in the Word. And sometimes as you read the Word of God, God will lay something on your heart and God will speak to you and lay that upon you. And you know that God has something for you to do or somewhere for you to go. God will also, I believe, speak His will right into our heart. I believe the Spirit of God will speak directly to us. And I know many people don't believe that, but I believe it because I've experienced it. Now be careful. Make sure that the voice that you're listening to is the Spirit of God, because the devil may show up. You better be walking close to God and understanding. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life." Make sure you know when it is that still, small voice of God speaking to you. And God will reveal His will in that way. But you know what will happen once in a while? That God may use somebody else to speak God's will into their life. You've got to be careful here that you really understand that what they're saying is the will of God. You see, here's where the next part comes in. He says that his desire for them, his prayer for them, is that they would know God's will in all wisdom, being wise about it, but also in spiritual understanding. You know, God is not going to necessarily write His will in the sky. Over in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, the Bible says, "But the natural men," that would be a person not saved, "receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." There are some things that can be only understood from a spiritual viewpoint. The world won't understand those. The world can't comprehend those. But you understand when you have the Spirit of God that dwells in you, you understand that. Most of the time, the will of God, the spiritual understanding here is going to come through prayer and Bible study. I found this quote: "Wisdom is not determined by your age, your experience, your education, your intellect. Wisdom is determined by whether you ask the Father to give you wisdom. Wisdom comes from no other source." Go to the Father and ask Him. My prayer for you is that you know God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.